The Pakistan Stock Exchange, PSX, remained under pressure throughout the week, with the benchmark KSE 100 index shedding 1,355 points to close at 114,114 amid escalating geopolitical tensions. A midweek plunge of 3,546 points on Wednesday underscored investor unease, particularly around rising hostilities in the region. However, market sentiment found some reprieve by Friday, rebounding 2,787 points day on day, following signals of de-escalation and optimism around Pakistan's upcoming International Board Meeting, IMF, board review scheduled for May 9. On the macroeconomic front, inflation in April slowed to a historic low of 0.28% year-on-year, bringing the 10-month FY25 average to 4.73%, compared to 25.97% in the same period last year. Meanwhile, investor activity remained subdued with average volumes down 29% week-on-week, and foreign outflows totaled $6.8 million, primarily in commercial banks and E&Ps. Looking ahead, market participants await the May 5 Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, meeting, where a 50 basis point rate cut is anticipated, potentially lifting investor sentiment further. On a day-to-day basis, on Monday, the KSE 100 index recorded a decrease of 1,405.45 points, or 1.22%, and settled at 114,063.90 amid escalating Pak-India tensions. On Tuesday, stocks rallied at the PSX, reversing early losses to close significantly higher amid renewed investor optimism driven by reports of an upcoming IMF meeting to discuss critical loan disbursements, alongside easing regional tensions and anticipated policy support. The benchmark KSE 100 index recorded an increase of 808.28 points, or 0.71%, and settled at 114,872.18. On the next day, bears went on a wild rampage at the PSX, dragging the benchmark KSE 100 index down by 3,545.60 points, or 3.09%, and settled at 111,326.58 as Pakistan-India war fears and policy rate uncertainty triggered massive sell-off. On Friday, market opened after the May Day holiday and staged a sharp recovery, with the benchmark KSE 100 index surging 2,787.36 points, or 1.2% week-on-week, settling at 114,113.94 as investors reacted positively to a mix of encouraging developments including easing regional tensions, record low inflation data, and renewed hopes of monetary policy easing by the State Bank of Pakistan, SBP. JS Global CEO Daniel Hussain wrote falling global oil prices led the government to decrease petrol and HSD prices by RS2/liter. Furthermore, the IMF announced that they will consider Pakistan's request for approval of a $2.3 billion package on May 9, including $1.3 billion for climate resilience and sustainable development. Pakistan's tax collection target fell short by 833 billion rupees in 10-month FY25. Breaching the IMF-set tax shortfall limit by 193 billion rupees. In other news, the government has decided to reduce its power procurement plans from 14,000 megawatts to 7,000 megawatts, aiming to save 4.7 trillion rupees.